The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on Forever Young. If you're new to the show and catching us on the traditional radio dial or Sirius XM or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. It's been our mission on Forever Young for well over two decades to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, watch our videos, and make sure to sign up for our free newsletter.
I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, we get a lot of emails back and forth on that newsletter thanking us for the content that you're putting out. What a wonderful way to shortcut information. You go and read a lot of these studies. You do the heavy lifting and then put this information in a condensed form that consumers can understand. So again, Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor, thank you so much for doing that for our audience and your viewers each and every week.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, it's great. And again, to hear back from people and even topics that people are asking about. You may put an article out on that. So we're going to go ahead and share that. But again, we have a great episode coming up. We're going to be joined by a special guest who will share ways to break the stronghold of food. These are some questions you may ask yourself. Are you sick and tired of being overweight? Are you fighting a losing battle with your waist? Have you had it with feeling drained, discouraged, and run down because of obesity, but find yourself kind of enslaved to an unhealthy eating habit? If so, there's a great book we're going to recommend, and we're going to talk it all the way through with the author today. So make sure you stay with us in the next segment. If you're a new viewer of the program, we always keep the first segment for ourselves to share some new information underneath the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, if anybody listens to the show regularly, they hear me. I'm a little plugged up, but you did put out a new article, which I've been utilizing a lot of the recommendations, Natural Allergy Solutions. Let's talk a little bit about that as pollen season is raining down on us.
Yeah, we're in the spring season now, so people are starting to, you know, experience allergies depending what, you know, part of the country you live in. And when it comes to the spring, tree pollen reactions are the most common. And then when we get to the late spring, summer, people react to the grass pollens, flower pollens, mold. And, you know, there's some people, especially like in where I live in Southern California, people have year-round allergies. And so they have these common allergy symptoms, sneezing, runny nose, sinus congestion, maybe a sore throat, watery or itchy eyes, headaches, fatigue. Maybe it flares up your asthma or eczema. So allergy problems are just very, very common in the population. And while there's drug treatments, we have good natural treatments too.
Absolutely. And actually, last week, Dr. Angela Stangler joined me and her and I did episode 331 and just focused on the difference between allergies and potentially respiratory infections. We talked about some OTC options. But in this article, you really lay it out because, again, some of those allergy medications can cause some of the side effects people really want to avoid.
Yeah, well, when people use medications such as the antihistamines, a lot of them can cause drowsiness, dizziness, dry mouth. Can get changes in urination. And if you use decongestants, your sinus is really plugged up, you have a lot of sinus pressure, they can cause a stimulatory effect, things like insomnia, loss of appetite, digestive upset. You could feel nervous. It could even cause things like dizziness. So, you know, while people sometimes need these things short-term, they're certainly not good long-term things to use.
And some of the things you like to point in there or some of the additional natural support you like to offer at the clinic, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine, is the allergy wellness and also quercetin. We talk a lot about quercetin on this show.
Yeah, the allergy wellness is a form I've used for many years with patients. It has some pretty cool ingredients in them that have been used by holistic doctors, herbalists for many years. Things like stinging nettle leaf to help reduce histamine response, as an example. Vitamin C, bromelain for inflammation, eye bright for eye inflammation. But I also combine it with our quercetin wellness, which has a special form of quercetin, which is absorbed up to about 20 times better than typical quercetin. So you get that therapeutic effect for naturally acting as a natural antihistamine, reducing allergy symptoms. And it has a study on it showing it is effective for hay fever that also could be related to asthma. So it does help with hay fever symptoms as well.
Yeah, and a lot of people are dealing with hay fever and they're dealing with other things. I mean, we all have pets, right? So as our pets start to shed, as it's a change in a season as well, it maybe has more dog hair on blankets and couches and floors, even though we're doing our best to keep a clean environment. Is that something that somebody should be aware of as well, Dr. Mark?
Absolutely. I mean, anything people can do to reduce their exposure to what we call antigens, pollens, dog and animal dander, you know, people should be aware of that. Air purifiers, very important, especially to have in your bedroom at night. A lot of the pollens are highest in early morning hours, so air purification systems can do a great deal to help prevent, you know, the problem to begin with.
So again, listeners, you can go over to our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. And again, underneath the health breakthroughs, you're going to see natural allergy solutions. It'll break down a little bit of what Dr. Mark has been sharing with us in this conversation, some of the things and symptoms that you could potentially look at that are correlated to allergies, and then really being aware of what we're putting into our body to manage this type of a situation. Again, when you visit americasnaturaldoctor.com, please sign up for that free newsletter. It's right on the top bar. Or listen to some of our past podcast episodes. We have over 330 episodes ranging from all kinds of different topics, making sure we have something for everybody. Stick with us when we come back. We're going to share with you Breaking the Stronghold of Food.
Research shows that Asian cultures enjoy greater health and longevity when compared to Western cultures, in large part to their omega and antioxidant-rich diet of sea plants. They enjoy enhanced immune health, increased energy, less joint stiffness, healthier hair, skin, and nails, and more balanced body weights because sea vegetables have more natural nutrients compared to land vegetables. Most Americans don't have access to this nutrition until Sea Veg, a daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 vitamins and minerals derived from sea plants. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting of sea plants from the remaining pristine waters of the North Atlantic, providing an easy way to get all those nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas for adults, children, and pets. Get Sea Veg today by calling 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by our good friends at Pharmacy, the makers of Sea Veg and Super Sea Veg. Learn more at the website buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com. And use the code FOREVER20 for 20% off your order.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young, featuring America's Natural Doctor. We told you we have a very special show planned for you, especially if you're somebody who's been dealing with not being able to get their weight under control. Maybe you've been fighting your waistline, eating yourself into an early grave. We are going to give you practical tips shared by someone who's very special, a very first time guest on our program. Dr. Mark, who do we have with us?
Yeah, I'm excited to have Michael Brown with us. He's the founder and president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and the Fire School of Ministry. And he hosts a daily nationally syndicated talk radio show, The Line of Fire. And if that's not enough, he also hosts TV shows on God TV, METV in Israel and the Middle East, and NRB TV. And he has an interesting history. He became a believer in Jesus in 1971 as a 16-year-old heroin-shooting, LSD-using Jewish rock drummer. And since then, he's preached throughout America and around the world, bringing a message of repentance, revival, reformation, and cultural revolution. And he authored a book with his wife, Nancy, and it's an inspiring, practical, and often humorous story of their own journey from obesity to vibrant health. And we're going to talk about that today. And the book is Breaking the Stronghold of Food. And this is what we're going to discuss today because so many people have a problem with this issue. So welcome to the show, Michael.
Great to be with you, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Dr. Brown. We are fans of your program. And boy, since 1971, you've gotten a lot going on. You've made a lot of changes in your life, and we're grateful to have you with us today. And, you know, I think it's very interesting that you and Nancy put yourself out here to write that book, again, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. Most people wouldn't want to put themselves in the public eye. How have you seen you putting yourself out there be able to help so many other people and followers of people who've read this book or have given it as a gift?
Well, first, because I am in the public eye, people did see the radical change that came in my life. They saw me go from 275 pounds to 180 pounds. And, you know, I'm on TV. Our radio show also has a live video internet feed. People see my pictures. So I was out in the public eye. And for Nancy being willing to put herself out in the public eye, it's because we knew these are literally life and death issues. And you referenced 1971. For me, so at that point, God set me free overnight from heavy use of drugs, shooting heroin, using LSD, all kinds of other things. And when he set me free after weeks and weeks of convicting me of my sin, I was free. I mean, I was basically instantly turned around. I found it much harder to give up chocolate and my unhealthy diet. I found it much harder to turn away from that. I went through 3 days of miserable withdrawal as opposed to getting set free from drugs. So I understand how great these strongholds are. Nancy knows how her old way of living just kind of paralyzed her. She didn't want to leave the house, felt miserable all the time. And we have gotten so many stories from people who've read Breaking the Stronghold of Food. To this day, I'm hearing from them. I read your book. It changed my life. I read your book. I lost X amount of weight. One of the most moving ones was from a mother, several children, and her mother had diabetes, type 2 diabetes. She had type 2 diabetes. She said, I know that I'm going to die as a consequence of this before my time and not be here for my kids. She said, I had to make a change. And just by a radical change of diet and eating the healthy things that God's given us, she got free of her diabetes. Her life was changed. So wonderful stories. But it's just by doing things in a basic common sense way, nothing extreme about it, this consistency.
Yeah, and Michael, you've written several books. Obviously, you know, your books are on religious topics, cultural issues. How many books have you written now in total, approximately?
About 43.
Okay. Well, you need to get to work. We got to double that here. You do have a book coming out I'm very excited about. I don't know if we can mention it, but Breaking the Stronghold of Food, How We Conquered Food Addictions and Discovered a New Way of Living. You have over 576 ratings on Amazon, 4.5 stars. So obviously you had a high response. I remember you telling me, I think out of your books, it maybe had one of the fastest like selling responses, even though, like I said, your specialty is religious and cultural topics. What happened with that?
You know what's interesting? A Charisma magazine has published many of my articles. A Charisma News publishes normally 4 of my op-eds every single week. Charisma's published a number of my books, yet the one time that they put me on the front cover of their magazine was promoting Breaking the Stronghold of Food. That this,
wow.
This message, yeah, it's so widespread. Look, the fact is the vast majority of Americans eat in an unhealthy way. And if we come to grips with that, we have unhealthy food addictions. It wasn't just me. I was not a glutton. I was an unhealthy eater. I just ate foods all my life. And more of us are dying because of that, from heart disease and other things. More of us are dying because of our lifestyle than so many other things. You know, you look at death because of alcohol and death because of cigarette smoking, maybe adding a couple of other things. That's dwarfed by death because of unhealthy eating. So shouldn't we, as followers of Jesus, care about our bodies and want to say, okay, we need to be good stewards of our bodies? Shouldn't we, even as atheists or non-religious people, say, okay, if I'm putting bad fuel in my car. And the fuel that I'm using in my car, it's really cheap, and it's at a gas station right near me, but it's actually not good fuel, and it's going to short life of my car and take away from its value. If we wouldn't do that for a car, why would we do it for our bodies? And I find so many positive reviews to be interesting, because you're always going to get someone that tries and fails, and then they have to blame somebody, so it's your fault. You know, I tried it, and it didn't work, and it's your fault. The fact that overwhelmingly the reviews are positive means we struck a chord here. We've hit a nerve. It's an area that we all deal with, because, look, you don't have to do drugs. You don't have to drink alcohol, but you have to eat. So we're confronted with this every single day. And I've been thinking of this, you know, so much controversy over COVID and the vaccines and people getting banned from YouTube because they question the efficacy of the vaccines and they're putting out misinformation that could hurt people's health. And I'm thinking, at the same time we're doing that, and I'm all for doing the best we can, having the best information out there, but think of it, at the very same time we're so concerned about that, you watch a TV show and there's food ad after food ad with the most unhealthy, destructive food, and that we celebrate. Something is wrong here.
Yeah, that's accurate. Very, very accurate. And I really like about the book is you put a lot of questions and reflections in there. And I think it helps people to feel that they're not alone. I think people start with good intentions. I can't tell you how many emails we've gotten in the last 25 years of somebody saying, I recently just drove through a fast food store. I can't believe that I can't manage why I'm eating this way. And it becomes, like you said, Dr. Brown, very addictive. And in your book, you have a chapter titled, My Plan Was Not Working. What did you mean by that?
All right. So this became code with Nancy and me. We just celebrated 46 years of marriage. So we've been in this together for a while. So I would always try to be more disciplined, because overall in my life, I'm very disciplined in my whole life. But it's like, okay, I'm going to cut out sweets for a month. Okay, now I'm not going to have any fried foods. All right, I'm going to cut back on the peanut M&Ms. So I would make these little changes. So years ago, we were living in Florida, and Nancy said to me, you know, I think you've put a little weight on. You know, you're supposed to be losing weight. I said, you know, you're right, I have, but I have a plan. And she said, oh, okay. Well, then some months passed by, maybe 6 months. She says, I don't think you've lost any weight. I said, no, actually, I haven't, but I have a plan. Maybe another 6 months or a year goes by. She goes, I think you put on more weight. And I said, no, you're right, but I have a plan. And she said, your plan is not working. Finally, August 23rd of 2014, I sat Nancy down and I said, my plan is not working. That was the code for I have to do something radical. Just playing around with a little here. I'm only getting heavier. I've now got high blood pressure. I'm getting more and more tired. I'm 59 years old. I don't feel like I can keep up the current ministry schedule, traveling around the world, right, and doing everything I do. And that meant, as she said to me, no food passes through your lips without my approval. And that was it. Beginning the next day, cold turkey of all the bad stuff and only eating what she gave me, the healthy stuff. And that's what I've done now for almost 8 years. And I'm 67 years old, and I just worked out with my 18-year-old grandson, who is recruited to play baseball in college. He's already signed up to do it, and I beat him by a minute in our workout. I'm telling you, this is a life changer.
What a blessing, and that you're even here. If you wouldn't have made that change, you wouldn't have had that capability to go work out with your 18-year-old grandson and, you know, beat him by that 1 minute, which congratulations on that. And that, again, losing that amount of weight is phenomenal, going from 275 to 180. But again, changing the mentality. I see a lot of people, and I know Dr. Mark does in practice, where people will lose weight, but do they keep it off? It's even people who have some of those weight loss surgeries. You know, it's a quick fix, but they go back and gain the weight because they're not changing the perspective of their mind and the way they look at it. Again, please visit this website, askdrbrown.org. And doctor is DR, so askdrbrown.org. You can spend some time there. You can learn more about what we're highlighting today, Breaking the Stronghold of Food. We're doing that book, but there's also so much great content that you can learn and learn more about our good friend, Dr. Michael Brown, and his website, askdrbrown.org. Please so stick with us. We'll be right back after the break. Bye.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful discussion with Dr. Michael Brown of AskDrBrown.org. We're highlighting his book, Breaking the Stronghold of Food, getting a perspective of really what it took to go from 275 pounds to 180 pounds and to be able to keep it off for, goodness, 8 years, I think he referred Dr. Mark. Wonderful conversation today.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And Michael, I was going to ask you, you're Dr. Michael Brown. You have a PhD, just so the listeners, you know, can understand. Tell them what your PhD is in.
Yeah, the PhD is in Near Eastern Languages and Literatures from New York University. So starting with Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, and then Hebrew in all of its phases, and then the other languages of the ancient Near East, things like Akkadian, which are Babylonian and Assyrian, or Phoenician and Punic, or Ugaritic, and then the South Semitic languages like Arabic and things like that, other major branches, Aramaic, Syriac. So I got into that as a Jewish follower of Jesus, meeting with the local rabbi who said, okay, it's wonderful that your life has changed. My dad said, Michael, it's wonderful you're off drugs. I was 16 years old, but we're Jews, we don't believe this. And the local rabbi challenged me, how can you tell us what to believe when you don't even know Hebrew? And that was when I realized, okay, I've got to learn these languages for myself. So it's all text languages so that I can dig in. You know, someone says, well, what does the Bible really say here? I can dig in behind the translations and really give an accurate answer to that.
Yeah, and we need people like that with that type of expertise. That's great. And I know I rely on a lot of your books and information too. Now, one topic I'm curious to get your thoughts on chapter 2, you have a heading called Confessions of a Recovering Food Addict. And then chapter 3 is, what if unhealthy eating is sinful? And this kind of ties in because, you know, a lot of us, you know, we go to church. I know it's before the services, after services, there's, you know, coffee, there's donuts, there's sweets. And then maybe you go to a midweek event and it's the same type of thing. And then you have people from the church, you know, asking you to pray for certain people because they have diabetes and all these things related to their diet and weight. And, you know, you don't want to be judgmental, but how do you tie all this in terms of people of faith who, you know, have food addictions? And I mean, how do you look at this both from a physical and theological viewpoint?
In our culture, lack of self-control with food is just part of a way of life. And it's almost like, this is my body size. I'm really big. And no, we're not talking about body size. We're talking about obesity. That's why I start off in the early parts of the book. We're totally honest. You know, Nancy and I are absolutely honest and put it out there in terms of the struggles and the weaknesses. So start with honesty so people can say, yeah, I have a problem here. Somehow we have a society that once celebrated cigarette smoking, and you got medical doctors on the old stands on TV telling you, you know, that this is, we smoke this brand of cigarettes. You look at it today and say, that's madness. But we have a culture that just celebrates gluttony. And one of the fruits of the spirit that Paul lists is self-control. And you have verses in the Old Testament about controlling your appetite and things like that. So we cultivate unhealthy eating. I was with some pastor friends about to speak at a pastor's breakfast one morning in New York, and it was early on in my new lifestyle and eating healthily, and we came in, and I was joking with them. I said, look, everything you have for you. I said, you want to kill these guys? I mean, it was every – I knew enough without being a nutritionist, all the pork and the fatty stuff there and all the kinds of breads and all the stuff to put on it. And we were talking and joking, but it really isn't a joke. So something's wrong. We can enjoy food together. We can enjoy fellowship together. But why does it have to be so unhealthy? Why does it have to be so destructive? Well, one reason is we're addicted to it. And I have to be totally honest. When my life was transformed and I instantly got off drugs in late 70s, in the years that followed, I would hear people referring to themselves as, I'm a recovering drug addict. I'm a recovering alcoholic. And I took that as a sign of weakness. I thought, well, then you're not really free. I'm not a recovering drug addict. I'm, you know, free, and it's been 50 years now. Don't have a second thought about it. Haven't over these decades. But once I understood the mentality better, I said, you know, the way I live with food, I live as if I'm a recovering food addict, even though I'm not tempted to eat anything unhealthy. Every day of the week, I have opportunities. Every time I travel around the country, around the world, I have opportunities to eat unhealthily. In fact, in many cases, it's 99% easier to eat unhealthily. I'm not tempted to, but I live as if I was a recovering food addict that falling off the wagon once would set me back. And that's how I live, and it is a discipline, and it's a life-giving discipline. So you ask yourself, in any other area of life, would you knowingly and willfully do something that you know is destructive in your life? Would you knowingly and willingly do it and think you could walk in obedience to God? Would you get drunk on a regular basis? Would you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day? Would you do any number of other things? The answer would be no. I would be sinning against my body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And yet with food, some of us sin against our bodies every single day, and we're oblivious to it because our culture says it's okay. We need to change our mindset. Start with saying, I admit I have a problem. No condemnation. I've lived like that for decades. I know how hard it can be. But start with honesty and say, I must admit I have a problem with food.
That's a really good point. And then going back to when you and Nancy started this journey, let's be honest with the listeners. Was it easy? Did you hit any low points in the beginning? How hard was it to change the way you were looking and viewing food or utilizing food as some kind of a gateway? Can you share that for some words of encouragement, Dr. Brown?
Oh, yeah, sure. So for many years, Nancy had tried binge dieting, and she would do great for a little while, lose a lot of weight quickly, and then start to get sick. Her hair would fall out, something, and she'd realize, well, this is not good, and start to eat again. So she had those struggles back and forth, back and forth. When she finally found some healthy principles of eating, it changed her life. The problem was, and this is in the book, we share it honestly, at a certain point, she said, okay, I'm going to give myself splurge days. And it could be once in a month or 2 months, whatever. I'm going to have 1 day or 2 days, and that's it. And then I go back to healthy eating. The problem was that opened the gateway again. The problem was that the moment she did that she realized, wait, the good foods don't taste so good anymore. And when she fell back, it was harder the next time around. It was more of a struggle to get back to that good, healthy pattern. So that's one lesson to learn from this. It's like, hey, don't play games with this. If you get on a good track, stay with it. For me, after the food withdrawal itself, those miserable 3 days of food withdrawal, and I realized, okay, this must be bad things leaving my body. This must mean, in this case, that there are bad things leaving my body and toxins leaving, poison leaving. So the bad stuff is a good sign. But then it was changing my mindset. I mean, I had to renew my mind about food, and I realized, wait a second, in my life, because of the intensity of my schedule and going day and night and traveling around the world, food is my reward. Let's say I speak three times on a Sunday. It's Sunday night. I go back to my hotel room. I'm ready to unwind. Well, I'm not going to get high. I'm not going to get drunk. I'm not going to watch porn. But I can eat. So that was my reward. I check in the hotel. It's like, yes, fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. I'd take a couple, put them in the refrigerator in my room. Oh, boy. I'd be on the plane. Well, on the plane, you can eat whatever you want. At this air, I knew each airport, what my favorites were, where I can get Auntie Anne's pretzels, where I can get Sbarro's pizza, where I can get this, you know, soft custard, whatever it is. And so I had this built in my whole life. So once I realized it, it's like, ah, okay, food is not my reward. Food is the fuel for a healthy life, and the healthy life is my reward. Feeling great all the rest of the day is my reward, and then you eat the healthy foods, and you begin to really like it. Every single day, I can't wait to have my massive dinner salad. I love it. I can't wait to have it wherever I travel. I can't wait to, maybe this will be a little different, and I look forward to it. So you do change, but you've got to see, okay, why do I eat the way I eat? Is it just food addiction? Is it the comfort food? Is it when I'm dealing with fear and stress? Is it like me, a reward? And once you renew your mind, then everything becomes much, much easier. And again, we're really candid in the book, talk about the time when I just hit rock bottom. So I can't live like this. About 3 weeks in, I can't live like this. I'm actually crying in my car. But out of that, that was it. I never had a crisis like that again over all of these years. And it's almost like you start to flap your arms and you start to fly. It's like, okay, I can't explain this, but this is feeling really good, so I better just stay with this. And Nancy's done so much medical research that I've had the privilege of talking a lot to Dr. Stengler. And as I've done that, it's like, okay, yes, so this does work. Ah, this is good for the body. This is the good fuel. And the rewards are wonderful. And, you know, Kelly, you mentioned I wouldn't have been able to work out with my grandson. I might not have even been here with high blood pressure and getting heavier and living the way I lived. Who knows what was happening in my heart, my arteries. I might not have even been here to be talking, let alone working out.
Yeah, truly. I mean, the modifications that you made, again, life-changing. And again, being guided by God throughout that process is such a beautiful gift, not only, you know, to be for your followers, but for your family. It's kind of like breaking the cycle of that food addiction. And I hope that we can talk about it when we come back from the break and pick your brain to see if it's your birthday. Do you have a little cheat day or do you stay on track? So hopefully listeners stick with us. If you'd like to learn more, please visit Dr. Brown's website at AskDrBrown.org. We'll be right back after the break. Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced healthcare screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health. And will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Again, welcome back, listeners. Having a great conversation, especially for so many of us out there that have been dealing with issues, whether it be in our family. Obesity levels are through the roof. I'm sure Dr. Mark could attest to that, being, you know, in practice for 26 years and seeing patients on a daily basis. But I think this kind of a show, Dr. Stengler and Dr. Brown, is so needed and so refreshing. Would you say, Dr. Mark?
Oh, absolutely. We got to address, you know, the mental, emotional, spiritual component of health. And with diet and people being overweight being the primary health issue in America, we've got to address it. And Michael, we know about 70 to 75% of American adults are overweight or obese, have prediabetes or diabetes. And that is an accurate number. And then children, we're hitting about 50% in those categories. We know in the church, you know, the data isn't really any different. So maybe speak to your program. I know in your book and in talking to you, you really felt kind of the all or nothing approach works for you, where, you know, some people recommend you have a cheat day and some people follow that kind of protocol. I'm sure it's very individual as to what works for a person, but tell us more about your mindset, what you've seen with yourself, what you see with others out there and talking with them in terms of, you know, how focused people need to be that have food addiction problems, have weight problems, diabetes problems.
Yeah, so I would first tell someone who doesn't think they have a food issue or food problem, I first say, well, let me just ask you this. Can you take all the favorite foods that you eat, the things you really like, things you eat most days of the week, just don't eat them for the next month, any of them, for the next month, for some just for the next week. If you have a problem doing that, then you have a problem with food. If you can't just say, oh, no problem, I'll give this up, then you have a problem. And especially if you have headaches and weakness and other things, or it gets you emotionally worked up, then there's a problem. So let's start by being honest. In theory, if on your birthday once a year, or you know, a special occasion that you agreed on, like twice a year, in theory, if you ate unhealthily on that day, it's not going to affect your health. You know, you're not going to die younger because you had one bowl of ice cream one time, or one thick steak and french fries one time. Of course, if you're eating super healthily and you do have the really bad food, it might mess with your health right then. You might get nauseous and get sick, whatever. But here's the big question. Not everyone has to do what I've done, but Nancy and I have heard endlessly from people with the exact same story. I was doing fine, and then I gave myself a cheat day. I was doing great, and then I gave myself a splurge weekend on vacation. And they all fall back, and now it's years later, and they can't get free again. I mean, I have heard this endlessly. So to me, the better part of wisdom is don't play with fire. When pastors would pick me up from the airport and they saw the weight change, first question, how often do you cheat? And I'd look at them and say, how often do you cheat on your wife? That's the way I look at it. No, having a dish of ice cream is not the same as committing adultery, but I look at it as something forbidden, off limits. And the thing is, it's wonderfully freeing. There's your birthday. Maybe you've got big family. What about the other birthdays? Well, hang on. If you're married, what about anniversary? Well, hang on. What about Thanksgiving? Well, what about New Year's? Well, what about the special promotion you got? What about the... So I feel if I made an exception for one day, I could make it for another and another. And before I know it, I'm bound again. Is it that important that I splurge, that I have that cheat day, that I may mess with my health long term? What about what Nancy said, that when she did that years past, that the moment she ate the unhealthy stuff, the stuff that she had gotten an appetite for, the healthy stuff, gotten a taste for, didn't taste good anymore. What if when you go back to the old, say, oh, that was better than I remembered, and now it opens the floodgates of desire. There's no reason to play with this. Our stomach is not our God. We are not slaves to food. I wonder how many pastors and leaders I'm speaking to right now, Christian leaders. You talk about discipline and no idolatry in your life. Well, is your stomach your God? Do you bow down to your appetite? Do you set an example in front of your congregation that you're disciplined in all these different areas, but not when it comes to food? And could it be that the reason we don't have better results in the church is because this is our legitimate outlet, and because we add food into all of our events, fellowship and food and so on, that we excuse ourselves here? The fact is, you can have a wonderful life, a thrilling, vibrant, totally fulfilled life, and enjoy what you're eating once you get used to eating healthily. It's really very simple.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is really encouraging. And I want to just put something out there, Dr. Brown and Dr. Spangler, if you don't mind. Sometimes when you go through changes in your life and you are trying to make these, you know, going down these healthier paths and changing the way you eat and freeing yourself of those addictions, people in your family or people you may know potentially don't like when you change. That change could be, you know, threatening to them, or, you know, make them feel like, now I'm going to have to lose weight. And, you know, do you see that? Have you heard that at all? Did you or Nancy feel that way at all when you had started making the change?
Yeah, well, when she started to make the change in her life, that made me uncomfortable. I was glad for her. It's like, don't lay that on me, you know, and then I do see it. But here's the thing. Again, I'm not playing God with anyone. If they want to talk to me, I'm really happy to encourage them. And over, people want to talk to me, or they'll see how vibrant I am. I'm not boasting about tomorrow, but thank God my life has been transformed. I know how hard this is, and I know many people who are obese, they hate it. They hate the way they look. They hate the fact that they've got to buy all these new clothes. They hate the fact that they're lacking energy that they used to have, or that it's coming down with all these sicknesses. I mean, I used to have a good 3 headaches, 4 headaches a week. I've virtually not had a headache now in over 7.5 years. I had constant lower back pain, totally gone. Blood pressure went from, say, 149 to 103 down to about, 105 over 65. And Dr. Spangler has done my blood tests every year. It's a comprehensive test. We get like 35 pages of data to look at. And he's told me the incredible health results. So I see the benefit, but I know how hard it was for me to change. As a ministry leader, I struggled for decades knowing I need to be changing my food habits. So there's no condemnation. I don't put pressure on anyone except the positive. And if they want to take a step in the right direction, then I jump in. I'll be their life coach. I'll be there to encourage. I'll recommend the books to read or tell them to read our book. But no condemnation. I'm not putting pressure on you. But if my healthy lifestyle makes you envious, come on, you can do it too. You can change too.
Hey, and Michael, what about all this science that we've had really in the last 15 years? It's not new. We've had very good science which shows, you know, eating the wrong types of fats, getting too much sugar, artificial sweeteners. These things have shown in some studies to be more addictive than heroin, than opioids. To talk to us more about that.
Right. So as I would hear some of these things in years past, or Nancy would say, read this, I would say, yeah, but the everything changes. One year they say this, the next year they say this, and you got your doctors arguing for this. I know doctors arguing for something else. In other words, I was willfully ignorant. To face the facts would have meant a radical lifestyle change I didn't want to make. So I think a lot of us are willfully ignorant. But I can testify firsthand to the addictive power of these things. Again, I mentioned, yes, I know I was helped by God to get free from drugs as quickly as I was overnight. But there's no question that the withdrawal, the headache, the body ache, the weakness, the feeling of lethargy, life was miserable. It's because I took away the things. When I went to no dairy, no flour, no sugar, and, you know, I don't salt the things that I have. You know, when I went to all that, everything changed dramatically. But it was misery at the beginning. And Nancy's the one that really got herself educated on nutrition and health and understands these things and was trying to talk to me for years. I'd have doctor friends trying to talk to me, but I loved pizza. I could literally live, I kid you not, because I did it for years, as my main meal every day was pizza. I'm talking about New York pizza. My main meal every day pizza. My main supplement every day was chocolate. I could go to the same pizzeria, have the same pizza, have the same chocolate every day, and I would have been happy. And when people talked to me about it, I did not want to hear it. Because, hey, after all, most of my life I wasn't that fat, and I was active, and I was doing all this, and I wasn't having problems, and my mind was sharp, so I was willfully ignorant. But we can't be anymore. There's too much information out there, and there are too many people like me who've been changed shouting out our testimony.
So glad that you and Nancy made this change, because so many people have been helped. Again, Dr. Brown, such a pleasure to have you with us today. I know our listeners will go to your website. That's AskDrBrown.org to learn a little bit more. We also have your book featured underneath the radio section at AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. It is so motivating and so encouraging. What a wonderful job you and Nancy did, Dr. Brown.
Well, thanks so much. And it's just a joy to be living it out. I'm thrilled beyond words. And the amazing thing is, when you make the lifestyle change, when you go from unhealthy eating to healthy, it really works. The weight starts to fall off. The other things start to change. It really does work. So it works like magic, even though it's a matter of just doing it.
Wonderfully said. And we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.